All right, welcome back to it on a Friday. So people wanted to, I guess a few people want to weigh in on the phone number, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. The Steve Gruber Show, good to have you here. And if you want to weigh in on this, I understand a couple of you don't think I should be talking about this. And I would say, why not? We're subverting the Constitution here. We're watching it happen right in front of our eyes. We're watching the left subvert the process, pervert the process in a way like I've never seen before. In a way that is absolutely appalling. There's just no two ways about it. And I can't sit here and look the other way and say, okay, we're okay with that, because I'm certainly not. But when you have everybody on the side of Judge Kavanaugh saying, listen, the three people that were accused, we're not there. You're saying we were in the house. We were not. This is powerful stuff. And I'm going to tell you something. Me Too may have gone too far. Hashtag too far. Because everybody who's sitting here going, no, wait a second. Really? High school? High school? What somebody did as a junior in high school. You're going to come back and smear him, his wife, his daughters have to see all of this, and you're going to attack the guy and accuse him of attempted rape. Now, let's be clear about the facts as we know them. If we take what she says he was drunk, his buddy was drunk, and he jumped on top of me on a bed, and I had a one-piece swimsuit on beneath other clothes, and he tried to get my swimsuit off but under my other clothes. Now, never said he grabbed her any of the inappropriate places. Never said he was aroused in any way. Never said that any article of clothing ever came off. Don't know that he ever actually was able to forcibly kiss her. We don't, I mean, none of these things are in the explanation of the letter that we've seen and our understanding. When she fell off the bed, she got up and ran out of the room to a nearby bathroom. And he and the other man in the room walked downstairs. That's what we've been told. Didn't pursue her, didn't run after her, didn't demand anything. Just went, oh yeah, I was going downstairs, running thing out of beer. So what if both parties are telling the truth? What if both parties are, you have a 17-year-old man, boy, verge there, and a 15-year-old girl. Maybe their view of the world is entirely different. He was going to do this and this. She's assigning intent. She's assigning intent to Brett Kavanaugh as to what he was thinking and what he was going to do. That's quite a stretch, wouldn't you say? Because Brett Kavanaugh, if he was there, says he wasn't. And at this point, there's no reason not to believe him either. But if he was there, you know, what was his intent? Or did he have a couple too many beers and just doesn't, not really sure. This is foggy. 36 years ago. Pick a random Saturday night 36 years ago. Where were you? Hey, were you here? And did this happen? And did you have this encounter with this woman here? How do I know? I mean, seriously, how would you even possibly square that? I don't think this plays well for the Democrats. They're trying to make this their... They're trying to make this their pivotal point for the elections coming up. What do we got? 6.5 weeks? 6.5 weeks until we go to the polls here for the midterms. If this is the hill you're going to die on, Democrats, I don't think you're going to enjoy the result. Look at the polling right now. McCaskill, the Democrat, is going to lose in Missouri. Rick Scott is going to unseat Nelson. Bill Nelson, is that his, whatever, in Florida. The Republicans are going to pick up Indiana. The Republicans are going to pick up North Dakota. You know, there's some nonsensical idea out there that somehow the Republicans are going to lose Tennessee. They're not. That somehow Arizona is going to go Democrat. It's not. I even think that Dean Heller is going to hang out in Nevada. When the dust clears, the Republicans will have 55 senators or more. And it's nonsense like this that really turns people off. I mean, I've been talking to my friends, Democrats. They this is ugly. This has no place. And they're laughing about it. Really? You're going to hold me accountable for what I did when I was in high school? And the tone and the tenor of these people, I believe her. Because it just rings true. I just believe her. How would you know? You've never even talked to her. Or have you? Or have you talked to her behind closed doors already to plan your strategy? To make sure she's represented properly by the best in the liberal business. Because they have, you know. Democrats are clearly overplaying their hand. And it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt badly, I believe. Let me look. You look at that House or that state Senate district that flipped in Texas. Talked about it here a day or two ago. A state Senate seat that had been held for 139 years by the Democrats flipped to Republican pretty easily here on Tuesday by a first-time political guy, local dog catcher or something. Seriously. He defeated a former Democratic member of Congress for that state Senate seat. None of the liberal news media is talking about that. I guarantee you that if that was the other way around, they'd be talking about, oh, look at that, the blue wave's coming. No. You should be looking at that. That's an indication that the blue wave doesn't actually exist. You look at what's happening. Beto O'Rourke, he's going to be Ted Cruz. He's behind by almost 10 points now. Beto O'Rourke, he's like that guy from Georgia, whatever his name was, back during the special election. Oh, we're going to get this seat. No, you're not. No, you're not, because people of common sense are not going to put up with this kind of behavior. Just because you're a guy, specifically a white guy, doesn't mean you get to get attacked. Doesn't mean you get to get attacked. Just because you're a white guy doesn't mean you get to be dismissed and destroyed and attacked. We're not going to buy into that. Sorry, Mozzie. Sorry, Kirsten. But that's the most kind of repugnant, despicable politics. It's the kind of thing that people reject. To just keep that. It's the kind of thing that I reject, and so does everybody else. This part of the program has been brought to you by our good friends of the Michigan Chamber. When we talk about theft protection and ID protection and data protection, they've got a solution for you. Listen, everybody's got your data. Heck, I could probably find your data. Think about that. That's how silly it is. Everything you do, you get online, you go to the store, you buy gas, whatever it is you do, it's all tracked one way or the other. Well, here's what you need to do, because here's what I did. Get with the Michigan Chamber's new Identity Theft Protection Employee Benefits Solution. Easy thing to do. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the ID Theft Protection logo to find out more and to get signed up. We'll be right back.
Michigan residents are targeted for identity theft more often than the rest of the country. It's a fact. But did you know the Michigan Chamber has an identity theft protection solution designed to help Michigan Chamber members and their employees? It's true. And it's the best data protection you can get today. There are only two kinds of people: those that have had their data stolen and those that will. The Michigan Chamber is here to help you defend yourself and your employees from getting robbed. Go to stevegruber.com, click on the Michigan Chamber logo to learn more and get started. Protect yourself with the Michigan Chamber Identity Theft Protection Solution.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
My backyard.
Oh, your backyard.
Try telling a bear that.
I did, and this bear talked back.
Talking bear, that's rich.
No, wait, it was Smokey Bear.
Smokey?
Why didn't you say so?
I did say so.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste.
No, boy.
He told me to burn legally and responsibly, and to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
And as always, he's right. You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Yeah, I know that now.
Thanks to me.
Actually, thanks to Smokey.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Because 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Be a part of an exciting, innovative way to help struggling families and children. A new-to-Michigan program, Treatment Foster Care Oregon, is partnering with Community Mental Health Authority of Clinton, Eaton, and Ingham counties to bring this successful treatment to youth in our communities. Call today to become a therapeutic parent and help provide treatment to children ages 7 through 11 in your home for 6 to 9 months. Both families and individuals welcome. Call Aaliyah Irwin at 517-346-8059. That's 346-8059. 59.